Yellow Delta 8, Sarah Fox, Zulu Monster. Yellow Delta 8, Sarah Fox, Zulu Monster. KADCW testing. It's working.
Whoever said it was working, you just turn off your Roger and modem beeps.
ADO Mobile 8 monitoring 3-1. Anyone around?
Monitoring.
I was a little quiet for hearing the truck. I didn't quite get it. Say it again.
You will echoey Fox William B. Baptist monitoring signal here on Hall Road.
Okay, all I got out of that was Foxtrot Mike Julian. Anyway, this is KADO, Doc. And I think we've talked before. I'll go ahead. Yeah, you're a little noisy in the machine. Might not be able to make it with the rain.
Yeah, it's starting to...
Sorry about that. 73.
73. 88. Oh, Delta 8. Yeah, Fox. Zulu monitoring.
Sir, Fox. Zulu from KADO Mobile 8. Any copy? Calling, this is KADO. KADO clear.
KADO.
CYNU standing by.
KNMYU, WBD, on 147-200. Dave, you're down.
Say that again, Willie. I'm sorry. Stepped out for a moment.
I didn't know if you were mobile or not, or if you wanted me to stand by, or if you wanted me to activate something in order to keep this channel clear for a little while you go and investigate your call.
I think right now we'll just hold it on a standby for right now until we can confirm. I want to make sure, obviously, that you know if there is damage, then you can. Well, I just want to confirm things. I don't want to jump the gun on this.
Okay, very good. Yeah, well, things are back up and running for now, and we'll go from there. If there is another microstorm of sorts, all those fails, 2.6 is. Where I'll meet you, and you can always call me on the phone, too. So, WBD standing by, in case you need me.
Sounds good there, Wally. This is Key. Why didn't you standing by?
K4, CYQ on frequency. KF8, DPZ, standing by. KF8DPZ, KE4ZYQ, I'll copy. I read you 5x9, Joe, how you doing?
Well, so far so good. Boy, that cell I went through just an hour earlier, they had a pretty mighty fine winds there, and I know they said in the news recently just now, you know, minutes ago, that the next wave is going to be possibly more severe and bigger, so I sound like you guys are prepared there on this one, or where are you going to?
Well, I already made it back home from door dashing. I was finishing up just as everything started to hit. But yeah, we're already prepared at this end for this sort of thing. I've learned since a kid to be ready for storms because you never know when something this bad is going to pop up. It was pretty bad out on the roads. The lights were out at 16 in Utica, and 16 in Garfield. 16 Mile Road had about 5-6 inches of water on it at Garfield. When I turned on Grosbeck to get towards my neighborhood, same thing, set out the 16 Mile Road, and there's even a couple of streets in my neighborhood that have about 6 inches of water in them, or did. I have no idea how much of it is drained off because I haven't been out. I got home, and I'm like, yeah, I'm getting out of this mess.
Yep, QSL that. I never could understand why they don't put storm drains in the streets since, you know, the drainage system out just a little bit bigger. That way they cover the massive flooding that could happen with the downpours like this. It's like they just have enough room and enough space for big storms, and they just don't put enough in there to cover the infrequent but bad flooding.
No, they certainly don't seem to be prepared for something that this massive is anymore. Are you all set and ready to weather anything that comes through soon?
Well, I got my radios all set. I got backup powers all set. I got about two handhelds and a scanner that can monitor more than one frequency. And if I got to go in the basement, I hope I have enough time and ability and strength and balance to make it if I had to. But I hope I don't have to do that. Back to you.
Yeah, copy that. I hope you make it down there, too. Yeah, we're set up with backup power here. I got about 3 days' worth of gasoline for the generator. I keep that kind of thing in stock. I got multiple handhelds that I can keep an eye on thing. And if it gets bad enough, I'm going to turn this base that I'm talking to on right now into crossband repeat so I can use a handheld from the basement and still get out.
Yeah, I'm reading something on the screen now, KE4ZYQ, that watch or advisory, flood watch advisory in effect till 4:30 p.m. for Macomb County, at least. But that doesn't mean we're not going to get it after that. So you never know. But, yeah, I got some backup powers for a fridge and radios and all sorts of stuff, you know, the main radio. Just have to switch it over. Got extra lighting, you know, battery lights and stuff, and as long as I keep the fridge going, the sub pump going, the radio's going, and everything's in solid initial condition, I might be fine. Back to you. All right, sounds good. Sounds like you're all set up, just like we are at this end. So here's hoping it doesn't get as bad when it comes through later on. Right now there's a flash flood warning going on, and that's until 1645. Okay, where's that for? They've Central Macomb County. All right. And the hazardous weather outlook. Come on, open up. Let's see here. They've got they're warning about more stuff coming through between 4 and 10 tonight. And at the very bottom of it, spotter information statement is, dispatchers, please notify your emergency managers immediately. Spotter activation is likely this afternoon and evening. It's one of the reasons I'm out here. Back to you.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. I'm going to let this repeat to be open for any being this linked, I believe, to a lot of other ones. I'll clear this one and get on another one that's just a Skywarn for this, I don't know if it's Wayne County or Oakland or one of the local ones. I'll be scanning different ones, listening out. So KE4ZYQ, clear, but listening.
I'll be back. You be safe out there, Joe. KF8, TPZ, standing by.
KE8, NYU, W8, V, Jazz Tech. KE8, NYU, W8, ED, checking up on you.
KE8, NYU, yeah, hey, Wally, yeah. There's decent flooding on Gratiot here, but slowly trying to get down there. Nothing major, but there's little patches of heavy water, so may text Jeff and see what he thinks about starting a net here later on. I know they had just mentioned the possible spotter activation, so.
Yeah, I saw that mail too, so. Okay, well, I'm just checking up on you. So, for right now, I'll be your temporary contact if you need any help or you're in trouble or anything else like that. You know, and of course, you got your cell phone as well, but I just want to make sure all was good.
I appreciate that, Wally. I'll let you know when I'm down there and what I see, so. Hopefully nothing, and I don't see what happens, but I appreciate you keeping your ears on. KYNU, standing by.
Okay, very good. WATV, you got your new radio with you, too?
I brought just my my ham right now. I didn't bring the P25 radio because I left it on the charger to charge up. Hopefully that'll be ready later on.
No, I just want to know where to call you. All right, I'll keep in touch. We'll stay on 147-200, back up 2.6, and WABD, I'll be here.
Go ahead,
Dave.
Hey, Molly, can you mark it down and maybe give National Weather Service a call? Let them know that 23 Mile Road in Gratiot is unpassable. The intersection is totally flooded.
23 in Gratiot, impassable due to flooding.
That's
right. Again, you cut yourself off. Was that affirmative?
Yes, sir. That's affirmative.
Okay, I'll do it.
You're coming in loud and clear. This is Kate Lyon, UDC for McComb County. Sir, this is a ham channel.
Thank you for the report for the National Weather Service.
Good stuff, good stuff. Sounds like Captain Grossbeck's about the same way. It may take me a minute to get down there.
Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Romeo Quebec, Tony in East Point. Is Sky Warren in effect?
This is KYNU. At the moment, we're on a standby. Nothing official at the moment, but we are monitoring things as the day progresses. So, anything to report or anything to pass along to the National Weather Service, go ahead and do so. I am monitoring for Macomb County.
I wish to report power outage in the area of 10 Mile and Gratiot, west of Gratiot, north of 10 Mile.
Copy your report. Thank you.
Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Romeo Quebec standing by.
KEA NYU from NADHAP.
This is KEYNU. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. I heard you earlier say you were going to go to the intersection of Katz and Grossbeck. I just figured I'd give you a heads up. I'm at the intersection. Traffic is backed up, but it is getting through.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, Gratiot's, 23 in Gratiot was impassable due to flooding. And there's decent spots of flooding here and there along Gratiot, but people are still getting through, so.
Yeah, also 18 Mile and Garfield, that intersection was impassable. There were several cars stalled out in the intersection.
Okay, we'll mark it down and pass it on to National Service here once we get everything compiled here.
Okay, sounds good. Stay safe out there. This is NADHAP, clear.
You too. This is KYNU, standing by.
WNCB. Monitoring.
KYNU to WAPD. William.
WAPD, KYNU, go ahead.
We're all set. I think it drives through here. A lot of flooding. I guess another note here. Garfield, just south of Metro, is flooded, so.
Okay, but you see no damage?
No, a little bit of power outage, so, but nothing major. I think we're good.
Very good. I won't report anything then. Let me know when you're back home. Are you assuming you're heading back?
Sounds good. I'm going to take one more pass through Metro and call ahead of home.
Very good. I will check on you at 310. Make sure you're home. WADD.
Sounds good. Thank you. Okay, you're going to need to stand by.
WADD.
KE4ZYQ to station monitoring.
KE4ZYQ, this is KEYU. You doing all right there, Joe? Just checking up on you.
Yeah, I was just going to say that storm cell that went through earlier, not too many minutes ago, I sure over this area, I'm not far from you maybe, but the wind had to be at least gusting to 50, maybe higher. It was blowing these trees around here, what little trees we have, pine trees. Luckily, no big regular trees, any maple or anything. But boy, was it blowing.
Yeah, it was coming down pretty good up in New Haven. Yeah, it was blowing pretty good. Looks like a lot of flooding. I got a video of some rotation pitching in Garfield area, so went ahead and reported that out. Went ahead and reported that on to National Weather Service, but hopefully that's it. And, maybe I know later on we're supposed to get more storms, but we'll hope and pray that it's nothing more than just maybe some rain, hopefully.
Yep, QSL, that. Sorry, I was just turning off another radio here that was on. What was your call sign again? I apologize.
It's Kilo Echo 8. Yankee November uniform, Dave.
Got everything up to Yankee November uniform, I think it was, right?
Yep, it's Kilo Echo 8 Yankee November uniform.
Alrighty. Well, it's good to know who I'm talking to, because I heard you earlier, but then my stuff on my mind with all the stuff going on. But I'll be monitoring. I hope this second round here of the main fire coming through the evening all the way into the midnight doesn't get bad for anybody. Not just rain, but winds. Oh, my gosh. KU4, ZYQ, clear again. Thanks again.
Yeah, not a problem there, Joe. I hope the same. And if you need anything there, Joe, I will be monitoring today. And if it does get bad, we'll probably end up activating on that. But at least for now, we'll just stand by and go from there. But, like I said there, Joe, if you do need anything, give me a holler. This is KYMU. I'm going to go back on standby.
KYMU, it is 1.
KYNU, HOY, Tom, how you doing there?
We're okay. I've been monitoring the system since the first alarm went off earlier. I should be around all day in case you need anything else. I've been taking it easy. I put a couple of days ago and I've been just taking it easy. But I'm available if you need anything else, including any light driving that might be needed.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate that, Tom. And if you need anything, let me know. Like I said, I'll be monitoring today. And hey, those Skywarn reports, you still have those? I know you mentioned that you typed something out. I'd email in those to me and so I can take a look at them.
Stand by, then. I got a double. I'll be right back. Sorry about that. What was your question again, please?
Tom, I was just wondering if you had typed out like Skywarn reports, like the sheets and stuff like that. If you could send them my way, I wouldn't mind looking at them.
If I can find them, I'll have to look for them. It's been a while since I made those. A long time ago. I have to see if I can still find them. But I'll take a look for them during the plane. Go ahead.
Okay. If not, no big deal. I just figured if it was something easy to get to and if you still had them, wouldn't mind taking a look at them. But like I said, if it's something, if you can't, not a big deal, not a big deal at all.
What I can do, we're still having a meeting tomorrow night, if I read your message right. If I have them, which I probably do, I just got to find them, right, so I'll bring them with me and I'll show you how they work. Because they work best on the computer because they've got them linked together. So I will bring them with me tomorrow night. Maybe we can have a little demonstration. They're outdated as hell because there's a lot of the call signs and stuff. So people aren't around anymore. So I'd have to actually go through them and update call signs and stuff. But other than that, I'll show you how they work. And if you're interested, we'll go from there. Go ahead.
Okay, that sounds good there, Tom. I appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and stand by again. This is KYNU.
All right, and so I'll be standing by on the radio. We'll be clear.
KYNU. Hey, Wally. I'm all set, so I appreciate you checking in on me.
Very good. Hopefully we're good to go for the rest of the evening, but we shall see. Take care.
I sure hope so. Alrighty. I'm going to go ahead and stand by. Have a good one there, Wally. We'll talk later. KYNU, standing by.
KYNU, KCAKJO. Oh, just checking the status of things. I'm in Warren right now, but I'll be floating around the area.
Yeah, I'm up here at home, but do you survive the weather?
I was at lunch, so yes. I missed all the rain, thank goodness.
Well, see, you can drive it home. Give you an update there.
Yeah, what is White Lake think in regards to the models? Is it the potentials, or did it get cooled off enough earlier today that it's going to get better evening?
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. There's still time. Later on, so we'll see how it plays out. It's a warm front moving through, so.
Sounds like a plan, sir. I'll be bopping around the county somewhere, probably. 73 for now, KKKO.
Okay, we'll keep the channel updated as we go along. This is KYNU, standing by. The one that I got report on in the video that I posted at 15 in Garfield, and then somebody in Slack for NASA Weather Service posted one down in Grossbeck, so it may have been two.
This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. All stations, please stand by. WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. National Weather Service Detroit Pontiac has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 436 for 11 counties in southeastern Michigan, including Macomb, until 10 p.m. this evening. Looking at the radar, it's a little ways off yet, so we're going to open the net in condition standby. We will take check-ins. When checking in, we ask that you give your call sign slowly and phonetically, your first name, and your major cross streets. With that, we will begin taking check-ins. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn.
This KJ GFF Steve, Sinclair Shores, Crossroads 11 Mile, and Hopper Jeff. Thanks for opening the net. KJ GFF.
All right, Steve, got you in there. Thanks a lot. Yeah, not like a phone going off in your pocket on the way home from work. Yeah.
Net control. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. My name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. Currently mobile on northbound garage at heading up to the northeast portion of the county, Memphis. And then anything up there, I'll do Echo Link or Discord.
All right, KC8, KJO, mobile. Got you in there. Any other stations?
Net control. This is November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa. Currently mobile as well. I'm on my way home. I'll be to 23 in Jefferson in about 10 minutes.
All right, November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa. Just give us a call when you get home and you're settled in. Any other stations, please call net control. Whiskey Charlie 8 Echo.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee, November Uniform, name 27 in Gresham.
Kilo Echo 8, Yankee, November Uniform, got you in there, sir, thank you. Any other stations wishing to check in, this is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn, please call now. Currently under severe thunderstorm watch, number... I lost the number, 436, until 10 p.m. this evening. This is WCAD.
Net control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N-8-W-R-O, Tim, Tango India Mike, Richmond, 32 Mile, and M-19.
Number 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, thanks, sir. Any other? All right, hearing none, we're going to take a short standby so I can get my ducks in a row here. Again, National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for 11 counties, including Macomb, until 10 p.m. this evening. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn.
This is KPQYJ. I'm at Moravian and Metro Parkway.
KPQYJ, Moravian and 60 Mile. Heavy and log, sir.
Let's control, this is an 8HLY, Tom. 18 Mile Utica Road, checking in.
8HLY, we have you in logs, sir. 18 Mile in Utica, WCD, Macomb County Skywarn. We'll both go in condition green here in about 5 minutes now that I've got my poop in a group and everything set up that I need. WC80.
This is KE8WUO in Shelby Township, Michigan.
KE8WUO, I need a major intersection, sir. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar, do you have a major intersection, sir, that I can put in the log?
A 10-mile inbound road.
No, you're not KE8WUO.
No, I am blushing. W84MLZ is clear.
All right, well, without an intersection, I'm going to have to remove them from the log. WC8.
Control, this is Kilo Delta 8, Lima, Whiskey Delta, Dean, and Front Road, 16.5 mile, Dodge Park.
Station ending Lima, Whiskey Delta, can I have your prefix again, sir?
Kilo Delta 8, Lima, Whiskey Delta.
NHJCK, NHJCK from KFAUI. I'm the 3-4. NHJCK, NHJCK from KFAUI, I'm the 3-4.
8, Oscar Hotel, self-testing.
KF8, EDQ,